Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What True Next podcast helps to build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lori Amin interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then this show. Hi, Brittany. Welcome to What True Next podcast.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm really good. I'm so excited to be here.
I am so excited to have you here. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, so I am a romance author. I'm going on my 10th year come September, which is super crazy and exciting. And I've been publishing, I've been writing novels since I was 13, 14. That's when I wrote my first romance novel. So this has been a passion of mine for the longest time. And I just love everything romance.
I love it. I love your books and your writing. And so I got to ask you, were you a romance reader also growing up or basically like both came in tangent? You're like, I just wanted a love story to happen.
Yeah, no, I think I was always obsessed with romance and love growing up. Yeah. If there was a rom-com movie or a romance movie, I was watching it. Yeah. And I didn't fall into reading romance until college. Around college is when I was starting. Before, I read a lot of like, you know, young adult books like Speak and one of my favorite was Five People You Meet in Heaven, a lot of those types of books. And then I got into romance and I was like, I love it here.
Yeah.
But I was writing romance, you know, when I was 13. So I knew it was somewhere in me.
It was somewhere there. And honestly, we're at the time, you know, growing up, we had the time of rom-coms, the golden age of rom-coms. So we had that in our media, in our different places. So, you know.
Yeah, it was a very special time. You know, we had the Tom Hanks, Meg Ryan movies, all those gems. It was a really magical time for rom-coms.
Yeah. So we got to talk about your book. So the latest release is The Coldest Winter. Tell us all about it.
Yeah. So The Coldest Winter is an emotional angst read about two people who cross paths. They end up having a one-night stand at a college party. And Starlet, our female lead, is a very straight-laced girl. She never acts out, but the book starts with her boyfriend cheating on her. So she has a little wild night with Milo. And she's like, okay, that's it. I got my wild side out. We're good. And then she ends up being the student teacher at his high school, and he's in her class. He's 19, she's 21, so completely age appropriate. But so they have to do the whole forbidden romance, fight their feelings, a lot of push and pull. And it's so fun, you guys. I won't say fun, it's very emotional. It deals with a lot of heavy topics like grief and losing important people in your life, but healing from that. And it's a very beautiful story. I love how it came together. I love these characters, and I think you guys will too.
I love it. I think you're big on creating us emotionally wrecked us, you know, books. Like, give us a journey, you know. So for a new reader who's starting out, you're with your backlist, they read The Coldest Winter, and they're like, okay, what do I need to read next from you? You know, let me just go back to your backlist, you know.
Yeah, so if you want a complete standalone, I would go with Disgrace. It has that same heart pull to it. It's a very, very emotional book, too. I love that book. It's Grumpy Sunshine. And if you want a series, but the books are not connected in any ways, I would go with my Element series. That's a lot of time that's where people discovered me and my books. And each one is packed with a lot of emotions. So that's a good starting point for me.
I love this. All right, we got to talk some book recommendations. What kind of books do you tend to read?
Oh, gosh. When I'm not writing, I love rom-coms.
Yeah.
Amy Dodd's Blindsided, one of my favorite books. I've read it multiple times. It's so funny and witty and sexy and amazing in all the best ways. If I am looking for inks, I go to my two other favorites, Candy Steiner, A Love Letter from Whiskey. It's magic. It's her words touch me in a way no one else can. Candy is a genius author, and I just bow down to her. And then another one, Archer's Voice, Taking It Back a Few Years by Mia Sheridan, is one of my top five favorite books of all time. It's amazing.
Yeah, I love these recommendations, and I can agree. Like, they give you got the rom-com with Amy Doss and like Blindside and the sports romance, you know, the Prince of Lovers, but then you got the angst of Love Letter Whiskey. Like, these two characters should be together, but like it doesn't. It takes it a wreckage, you know. So, yeah. So Brittany, tell us where you can find you online.
Yeah, so I hang out on Instagram a lot at Beecherry Author. You can find me there. You can find me on Facebook. I have a reader group on there, the Brittany's Golden Girls and Boys. You can find me over there. And on TikTok, I'm Brittany Cherry Author on TikTok. So come find me, you guys.
Awesome. Thank you, Brittany, for being on the show.
Thank you so much. This was so awesome.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other romance recommendations, please visit whattoreadnextblog.com. Did you know you can purchase audiobooks directly from your favorite local bookstore? With Libro.fm, you can pick up more than 250,000 audiobooks, including bestsellers and recommendations from real booksellers. You'll get the same audiobooks at the same price as the largest audiobook company, you know the name, but you'll be part of a different story, one that supports your local community. If you're new to audiobooks, there's a perfect way to squeeze into more reading into your busy life. Listen with the free Libro.fm app while you do your chores, walk your dog, relax at home. The Watch Read Next podcast has a special offer for our listeners. Get two audiobooks on Libro.fm for the price of one with your first month of membership. Use code WATCHREADNEXT. This offer is only valid for new members in Canada and the US. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? Watch Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you once for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.